Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for calling in today. That is a special day on Blog Talk Radio. As of Fred, yours sincerely is behind the console today again. Today we are talking about Barry, the guy who was in the studio last week, and today is his day. That guy is an icon in the music industry. We'll talk about ABBA music. Barry Starr. Today is the day for Barry Starr. You know, what happened was that Barry played so many bands. And last week when he was our guest, we were talking about other bands, and it was a roll call. And Barry helped us a lot to bring up the names of so many individuals out there. And it's just unbelievable how many people out there that we are yet to talk about. So Barry Starr helped us a great deal and mentioned names that last week. And we have secured his commitment to roll out more names. You know, the main thing is that though I was part of that era, Barry was among the senior musicians in ABBA. There were some individuals who I could not even interact with because of their longevity in the industry and in that particular market, and how much they have done already before I even became a musician, a professional musician. So those people remained still senior musicians, and I had my own friends among them, you know, a few ones among them. And so Barry was one individual who operated at the same level with virtually all of them. There was none of them there at that time that Barry did not know in person. And in fact, they knew Barry because everybody wanted a piece of his action. So right now we will go into talking about Barry as much as we can. Let's begin from a little sound from the Apostles.
Cause the deep dark
Yes, that was Inflation by the Apostles of ABBA. And I played this song because, of course, Barry was at a point in his career, he was the drummer for the Apostles. So, and we have to inform you two things. Number one, Barry made a comment last week about a member of the Apostles, sorry, a member of the Wings, who passed away during the era of Spodnathan, and they all passed away at that time. Those who passed away due to the accident. And we got a feedback today based on that, and I am going to share that feedback with you in just a little bit. Before then, however, I want to let you know, Barry Starr remains an enigma of the drum set. He's just an enigma. When he is on the drums, you see him sitting down there. Now, when you listen to the speakers and see what is coming out of those cones, you'll be wondering, what exactly is in Barry's hands? Because when he's sitting there, there's no other drummer on stage. But the drum session coming out of the speakers will make you think that there are about two or more drummers on stage. And you'd be wondering, where are all those percussion things coming from? But they're all coming from his hands. And whatever he does with his two drumsticks, only he can tell. So Barry, therefore, remains an enigma of the drums set. And he has been called names like Elemarangwa. Elemarangwa, Onye Ohuepete. Elemarangwa, Onye Ohuepete. Elemarangwa, Onye Ohuepete. And all these things are just expressions of how dexterous this man is on that instrument. That if you call it drums, you blindfold him and lead him to the drums, he will say that they just put two drumsticks in it. He doesn't even need to open his eyes. Some bands have two drummers on stage. If you have Barry on your stage, you do not need two drummers. One is probably more than enough. And that name, Elemarangwa, is a name that only few people will understand. If I, whenever I discuss Barry behind his back, and in particular when I'm discussing with Mr. Way, we always remember Elemarangwa. He always says, and I'll say, So, Mr. Way is another guy that we are going to talk about because he was not mentioned in the roll call. We're going to talk about him one day because that guy is a whole different animal to talk about. So, but we're not going to talk about him today. We're talking about Barry Starr today. So Barry's journey through the music stage can only be told by him. So that's why we feel so sad that we cannot have him here today. He got his information too late. Our scheduling was a little poor because of other engagements, so we could not effectively get information across to Barry that he was supposed to be in the studio today. So he's not here, but I personally spoke to him eventually. I did. And so he knows that even though he's out there very busy, we are talking about him today. But he has also given us a commitment that he will be in the studio sometime maybe next week or the week after to come and defend all the allegations that we're going to put on him today. Of course, you know how that goes. If you are not there, anybody can say anything about you. And we are here. We're right here. And we're going to talk about Barry today. So we may talk about things that he's going to have to deny next week when he shows up. So meanwhile, incidentally, people find it difficult to talk about themselves. So that's why we are trying to get him to talk about himself. But when we got him, you know, Rod Stewart said that the first cut is the deepest. When we got Barry Starr last week, we failed to talk about Barry. We talked about other people. And of course, I guess he even agreed to come because he knew that we were going to talk about other people. It was going to be a roll call. He's such a modest guy. He doesn't talk about himself, but I promise you, I will get Barry to talk about himself, even if I get that through asking him incisive questions. And when he answers those questions, he would have talked about himself maybe without knowing about it. That's what we're going to do. But meanwhile, let's also take a look at another song. Like I promised you, we will share the information that we received as a feedback that arose from what Barry said last week. Meanwhile, let's get another song in. We'll be right back. Yeah, that was Highway to Success by the Apostles, rock group of ABBA. While we are still at it, I want to just say that the more I listen to that song, of course, we know that we played it because Barry Starr was, at a time, a member of the Apostles. I can say here that the drums you heard came from the hands of Joel. That's who played the drums, Joel Madubike. All right, here we go. I mentioned to you that we received information arriving from last week's broadcast. Our library guy who keeps us going regarding our collections, Comb Razor. Call him Comb and Razor. I also call him Mr. Icon. He sent me a piece of information. And that was an email that someone sent to him, because that person was in contact with him. The person sent him that, sent him the email, and he had to forward that email to me and let go. This writer is by name Ebere. So I don't know what city or state he's writing, or he or she's writing from. He says, I originally found Upper Fred's Blog Talk Radio through your blog. So whoever this Ebere is was on Mr. Icon's blog, which is Comb and Razor. So he stumbled upon, he says, and stumbled upon his site around 2 a.m. this morning. I saw roll call, and under it were names like Manfred Best, Danny Iron, and etc. And I immediately downloaded it. When I began to listen to it, I heard a man by the name Barry Starr talking about a lot of bands whose names happened to be on my iPod. When I heard Mr. Starr talk about the Wings, I became even more interested. I thought that this would be the first time where I could hear about other members of the band, like the names that you said were on the sleeve, like Oke Uwakwe, Emma Dabro, Dandy, and Noel. Although I didn't hear about all of them, I heard about one in particular who has grown to be in my mind one of the best Nigerian guitarists I have ever heard. Mr. Starr then talked about the car accident that claimed Spodnathan's life. But after that, he said, their souls. In my head, I thought, their souls? Maybe I heard him wrong, so I rewinded it and once again heard their souls. I was very confused because I had read that the only person who died in that accident was Spodnathan. I read that it was Manfred Best and he who rode together that night. But I decided to rewind it further back, and Mr. Starr said Oke Uwakwe had also died in the car crash. Everyone hears about people that they don't know dying, but although it is very sad, we are still able to sleep at night. But this was different. I felt different this time when I heard that Oke Uwakwe had also died. So different that I didn't sleep last night and couldn't take his death off my mind. I don't know what it was or what it was or what it is, but something about his death hurt me on the inside. I still don't know what it is, but I was glad to hear the names of people like Annie Hoffner and Chaik Fushan were still doing well. I don't know whether you are in contact with Papa Fred or not, but if you could tell him that his blog talk radio has taught me even more about a lot of these musicians, that would be great. Then he signs off as Ebere. He or she signs off as Ebere. And I must tell you right here, Ebere, the writer, that this radio broadcast is one of its kind. Well, before this radio broadcast started, I looked around. There was nothing like it. I knew that ABBA was the Hollywood of Nigeria when it comes to music. And ABBA, in particular, Asa Road, by Moss, by Park Road, and by Pound Road, and all those business district surrounding it near the motor park. That is the Sunset Boulevard of Nigeria. And I was there. I made my living right from there. I worked with a record label. I played with the frontline groups. I played keyboards for, let's just say, a group like Voice of the Cross had about 25 albums. Out of those 25, I played keyboards in 17 of those. Can you imagine me alone playing keyboards in 17 albums of Voice of the Cross, 25 albums? And the other ones, I didn't play on those ones because I was either on my National Youth Service Corps, or I was out on a tour, or I was somewhere far away, and so I didn't play in those albums. That's the reason I wasn't on the other ones, you know? So this broadcast is a response to a dire need, response to a desire in the hearts of people, and we cannot effectively without giving some credit to Kumban Reza. I call him Mr. Icon. You know, Kumban Reza is instrumental to some of the songs that we are able to play on this broadcast, you know. Like the one we just played right now, it came from Kumban Reza. He handles our library and he is doing a great job of it. Though he is very busy, he has his travels and he's doing all kinds of things. But he still finds time to update us, so that our library will be able to attend to the needs of our listeners. So I really thank Kumban Reza, and I thank you everybody for writing. Please just get on my site and look at the other broadcast. And I promise you that I'm going to bring Barry Starr again to do more roll call. And if you have any questions, you can email to Kumban Reza. He will get it across to us. And Kumban Reza mentioned things like his recent contact, people like Rennie Pearl. Rennie Pearl was a colleague of Barry. Rennie was with the Actions. Barry also was the drummer for the Actions. Fela Day was the band leader and guitarist for Head Funk. He was a personal friend to Barry. Danny Iron was the writer of the song Fuel for Love, and he also wrote Money to Burn. And so, you know, Killing Suspense. Danan is an icon also. He's very great. I knew him personally. He knew me personally. And then Stoneface Iwuagwu, you know, from Enugu all the way to Aba. And then he was the leader of the group that finally turned out to be the Sweet Breeze. But he, his own song that will not go away from me, is titled Fire. It's a reggae song. Very, very solid, tight reggae. I am burning, burning, burning like fire. And then names like, you know, Kumban Reza also sent a name like Effie Duke. You know, we will get you updated on all this. Some of these people are really close friends of mine. Rennie was known to me. Fela Day always called me headmaster. For whatever reason, I don't know why he calls me headmaster. Maybe because of the way I play organ. I don't know why. Danayan is just a mature man who is a senior to me. He knows me closely. He and I interact whenever we are together somewhere. And Stoneface Iwuagwu was a very solid guy, highly placed guy. I met him at the NTA, but when I worked there, he was also working there. So we work in different departments, but he was working with the NTA Channel 4 ABBA, while I was also working with NTA Channel 4 ABBA. So we will bring you updates on all this. I cannot thank Kumban Reza enough. I cannot. And he says that he's been listening to the podcast also about my radio, Blog Talk Radio. Yours sincerely is dedicated to sharing information on ABBA musicians. So, Ebere, thank you for writing. I understand that you are from California. I just got information right now that, Ebere, you are in California. And I want to let you know that Barry himself lives in Los Angeles. Though he travels a lot to Illinois, Chicago, Boston, he goes everywhere, play music, but he returns to California because that's where he and his family reside. So keep in touch, Ebere, and we'll be getting you more and more information. But then let's go again and listen to another song by the Apostles.
Meregiri bogule, meregiri bogule, umu waja konu mugo. Oke nanta rautu mi hula, ihula li pasula miwe. Hula, hula, le pasó la mi we. Meregiri bogule, meregiri
That was the Apostles in their hit song Meregiri Bogu Alangwa Bonya Kebem, and very heart-rending song. So now we've listened to the note written by the California resident Ebere, an email that Ebere sent to Comba and Rezo, Mr. Icon. And we've shared that with you. That is how far this is going. I mean, blogtalkradio.com/Art of Fred. It's available all over the world. We know that many of ABBA musicians are residing in different parts of the world right now. And I mentioned a name like Stone. I understood that he lives somewhere around New Jersey. And we are investigating. As soon as we find out that he's there, we'll get him on. We'll get him to be our guest. And also, the signature tune that we use for this broadcast, the opening song, which is Radiant Color, was recorded in a studio in Apapa. And the recording engineer and his assistant, the two guys, we understand that they are somewhere in Atlanta, Georgia. We got that from Barry Starr. So now we know that the Fuzzy Brothers, that's what I call them, the Fuzzy Brothers, that they are in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to get them to be on this broadcast, and I'm sure that they'll recognize this song. And when we get them on the broadcast, we will play the six songs. We'll play the six songs on that they recorded. We'll play all six that they recorded. I hope that we have all six in our library right now. I think we do. We'll play all six. So they will remember the day they were in the studio with me, working and recording, and Grace Press for the studio also singing that day. We will bring you names like all those people. And we also heard that that this guy, Felix Liberty, is somewhere in the United States. I remember playing with Felix Liberty. I don't know if he will remember that. He and I played for Jones. Jones was an elderly man who had traveled around, played music in different places, been in different countries. And at this point in Jones' life, he was settled down. He had his band in ABBA. And that band was what made Felix Liberty an ABBA musician, because he and I were members of Jones' band. Actually, he also left. But I was with Jones with his band at the time that Jones played his last show at the TV station, NTA Channel 4. And after that, Jones fell sick and died. We were the people with his group at that time, and we, you know, rallied around, and all the musicians came out from everywhere in ABBA. We went to Naze. That's where we spent some 3 days there, playing music and keeping that place, you know, warm for the whole family. And we will bring you names, more and more names of these ABBA musicians. They are all over the world right now. So when you get in contact with this radio broadcast and you play music in ABBA, please get in touch with us and let us know where you are and what you're doing. This is yours sincerely, Arthur Fred, behind the console in the radio station, blogtalkradio.com/Arthur Fred. You remember Arthur Fred, you know, I play with the Freeman, I play with the Sweet Unit, and the Apostles took me on tour whenever Benny wasn't around. Benji wasn't around, and the Sweet Breeze also took me on tour whenever their keyboardist wasn't around. I was on tour with them. It was an exciting time back in the day in ABBA. ABBA music is just unmistakable. Right now, let's also get one more song in from the Apostles.
Everybody knows. is beautiful.
Black is a supernatural color.
Black is stunning.
Can't beat this. That is the Apostles talking about black. Say black is beautiful. Can't beat that. Yeah, Black is Beautiful by the Apostles Rock Group. This tells us about the band, the caliber of the band that Barry was once a member of. And you see, why it is difficult to associate Barry with just one band is because we all wanted a piece of his action. We just could not get enough of Barry Starr. And we just wish there were more words to describe the power, the energy coming from Barry when he is on stage. It's difficult to explain that. So Barry, when we look at Barry, for example, let me just talk about Barry right now. When we look at Barry, Barry is always having a glimmer, a little smile on his face. He has a smiley face. And then when you watch Barry's smiley face coming towards you, you just see a smiley face coming. But when he gets to you, in spite of the smiley face, his eyes are red. If you're wondering, why are Barry's eyes red? Did he just fuss with somebody? Did he quarrel with somebody? Did he fight or something? But his face will deceive you, because he will not be deceiving. You know, I mean, his face will just portray to you that there's nothing wrong. Barry is just a happy guy. That's Barry. And he likes to, that's to say, you know, hype people up. That's to say, when he sees you, he may not call you your real name. He will call you by one code or one nickname. He will just label you something, and you will just be feeling good. He'll just use all kinds of positive expressions and enjoys himself. I never saw Barry quarrel with anybody. But believe me also, I was a little afraid of Barry, not because of how dangerous Barry could be, but because he was a senior musician, And he was hanging out with those, even those ones that I could not talk with. But those ones are all friendly, but they are all colleagues and mates and peers up there. You know, for example, let's just say something like Annie Hoffner. I knew Annie Hoffner, but I never had that kind of friendship with Annie Hoffner. And even Annie Hoffner, when Annie Hoffner sees me, all he will say is, hello, maybe Arthur Fred, how are you? I'll just say, fine. And I want to recognize that Annie Hoffner was a great guy, senior musician and band leader, and I did not have any reason to be close to him. But I know that Reggie, our drummer in my own band, was close to him because he was one of their stage hands. So he was close to them. But otherwise, Annie Hoffner and his friends, they were on the higher side. You know, Stanley Matthews, you know, and all those individuals. They're highly placed guys, very, very respectable guys. You know, one day, like I said last week, my band played one of their songs at our rehearsal. We just said, let's see what these guys feel when they play their songs. We went and played All You Need Is Freedom and Satisfaction. We played it. You know, we felt so good. I felt while rehearsing, I felt like on top of the world because I played one of the songs that belonged to the One World at my rehearsal venue. That's how it feels. You know, when you shake the hands of a star, you know how you feel. When you shake the hands of a superstar, you know how it feels. I am trying to describe to you how it feels having Barry. Everybody wanted Barry Starr. Because when his drum session, when he's on stage, like when you want a drummer to take a solo and everybody else is waiting for the drummer, you don't feel like nothing is happening. You know that there is action. People will still maintain their dance beats. Nothing has changed except that you do not hear the sound of the guitar or the keyboard or the vocalist. You don't hear anything except just the drums. But the drums will so fill up the whole place that you cannot say that nothing is happening. You will know that something is really happening when Barry is on stage. That's why everybody wanted a piece of his action. Imagine he played with the Vibrations, he played with the Apostles, he played with the Action, he played with, just name it. I don't know any major group that did not make contact with Barry. And if your drummer is sick for your band, your drummer is sick, or your drummer is out of town, for some reason your drummer is indisposed, you want to think about Barry first before you think about anyone else. That's who Barry Starr was. And then when you see Barry hanging out with Henry, Henry was the bassist who took the bass guitar after the Apostles changed instruments. They changed instruments. Harrison was the bassist when the Apostles released Down the Valley. He was the bassist. But when the action began to increase for that band, they decided on how to reallocate instruments. That time, Harrison moved over to the rhythm, and Henry came in and took the bass. So Henry was a very close friend to Barry. He was a very close friend to Barry. You would think that they are from the same mom and dad. But one thing I knew was when I saw two of them, both of their eyes were red. And they were talking with deep voice. And you would know exactly what they're talking about. They talk at a low tone. They discuss whatever issues they're discussing. And they're all very quiet, looking at you. And you will feel like a stranger in their world. Because they will be talking about things that two of them alone know. And their eyes are red. They're sitting down quietly, so harmless, but on their own frequency. That's Barry when he is with Henry Asotandu. And then what about when Barry is with Jimmy Henshaw of the Freemen? Man, Jimmy Henshaw is another person that we need to talk about. Jimmy Henshaw is, in my own words, he is every year young. That's who Jimmy Henshaw is. When I joined Freeman for the first time, I was a new musician. I was young. I joined that band. The Freeman was the very first group I joined. Jimmy Henshaw was the bassist. Jimmy Henshaw was a great guy, mature guy, expert on the bass guitar. He could even use his teeth to play bass guitar on stage. He would combine expertise with showmanship. He would combine all that with his attire. Jimmy Henshaw was just in the national class while everybody was yet asleep. So when you see Barry with Jimmy Henshaw, the same thing that happens between him and Henry, that's what happens between them. They are talking in their coded language. They talk at low tone. And in Jimmy Henshaw will be talking so fast, you probably not even understand what he's saying. But Barry will understand everything Jimmy is saying. And Barry will respond. So they will just hold their conversation. And when they go without their conversation, people like Ken from the Freeman, Benny, Tudumi, Simeon Anaba, Charles Eze, and everybody just allow them in their world. So Barry is action himself. And then over there at the Action Funk Ensemble, with Lemmy Faith, with Rennie, with Atabio, Essien, and all those people, they had a wonderful time. And of course, they were almost all the same in that band. And that was one band I saw Barry with. And in that band, they all looked alike. It wasn't the same in Apostle. When it was with the Apostles, you would see that Henry Asutando was his kind. Maybe it's like Fushon would be a little bit of his kind, but Walton Arunwa was definitely not his kind. Harrison was not his kind. And Murphy was not his kind. They were all friends, and I'm talking about the kind of people, you know, he was in his own world. Barry is unmistakable. Barry. And we cannot really say everything about Barry that we know. That's why we are still going to bring him here to come and defend himself. And let me say one thing. I never, for one day, saw Barry with a girl. And I was saying, wait a minute now, a musician of his caliber? What is going on here? Is it that he's so secretive about his relationship with girls or what? Because that's one thing you know about musicians back in the day. A musician is always out in his attire. He would dress, you know he's a musician. And you would see him with a girl or with girls. But I didn't see him with any girl. And I'm wondering. But I know currently that Barry Starr lives in Los Angeles with his wife and his children. I have seen his wife. I've seen his children. I'm wondering, why did I not see any of those people when he was playing music? I guess he was busy making money. He made money. He really made money. He was busy making money. I guess that's why he focused on that. Because I should have at least caught him somewhere. You know, like Joe Castro of the Head Funk. I caught him in Ikorekmene when my band, Sweet Unit, went to play in Ikorekmene. It happened to be that night our band was playing in Ikorekmene and Head Funk was also playing in Ikorekmene. And, of course, I can confess this. They stole the show. We had problems. We didn't have our audience. We couldn't pack our hall. But Head Funk packed their hall. It was happening. And Joe Castro had a ball that night. So, but this is just remembering Barry Starr and his Odyssey. But while that goes on, let's see again one song from the Apostles.
Myself, well,
Yes, that is the Apostles Group, and this song brings us to the end of this broadcast today. We thank you for listening to the broadcast on Barry Starr, the Enigma of Drums Set. And we promise you we're going to bring Barry Starr live when he will defend some of these things. These are not bad allegations. These are just, you know, impressions that we have about Barry. He was a great guy. So we thank you for being with us. And before we let you go today, let's just go and end today's broadcast with a song by The Wings, which was, of course, one of the groups that Barry played. Now listen to The Wings.
Let me hear you sing. We are now together. Better. Gone with a song. my loving, it was not enough. I gotta take my loving, yeah, take it somewhere else. Let me go with my trouble, go where I wanna go. I'm going down this long road, but I'm not all alone. With the sun as my partner, I'll tell him all my troubles. Before you know where I'm gone, girl, I'll be gone with the sun. Yeah, 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 yeah.